The process of damage assessment and application is moving very swiftly. 17 counties now submitted, and we are very hopeful of approvals beginning to flow very soon. What this means is that in counties where we have such an approval, we will be able to start accepting applications for assistance. And on that score, we have taken some action that is new in Indiana, maybe anywhere, I don't know. But we have worked out cooperatively with FEMA to co-locate in state offices in each affected county a place where people can come with all their questions and to make multiple applications if they may qualify. We'll have people trained to help them if, make that application if there's any part of it that confuses them. FEMA will also set up a number, something like 15, I believe, regional centers in more populated areas, and there too we have offered to co-locate them and house them in existing state space so we can get right down to work. So the process is that within a short period of time, we hope and believe that there will be federal approvals county by county. And as soon as we have those, we will move to open these offices and to help people begin getting their questions answered and their applications filed. The only other thing I have to tell you is that part of my confidence that the good coordination that we've had from the federal authorities will continue was a phone call I got on the town square of Hope today about 10 till noon from President Bush, who was calling from Italy, simply to inquire about how Hoosiers were getting through this and to ask me directly, as I ask local officials, is his level of government doing all it can to support us here and to cooperate with us? And I told him, so far, so good. Questions? From past experience, it might take a while, but we are moving more quickly than anything I think we've seen. I don't know the experience of other states lately, but the rain only quit falling 36 hours ago, and in much of Indiana, we are still as a first priority the protection of life and property in many places where we still have real hazard. So to be on the very close to the first approval and just days from accepting the first application, I think it's not a world land speed record, it's probably close.
I feel like the 17 counties that have done now to do.
Well, we'll hand you out the list, but it starts with the tornado affected areas. As you might imagine, their event was a few days earlier, or their principal event.
Have folks been able to get any sort of monetary estimate on the damage assessment yet, or is that still
going to be? Well, not to my knowledge. Somebody who's been in one place and not multiple, as I have, may have a clearer idea. I'll just tell you anecdotally, as I've moved around, the macro estimate we heard yesterday is probably going to be on the low side. Yeah, I don't know about the first part of your question, but we were just discussing that. Joe, you want to talk about?
Well, actually, the earlier report around Elnora is approved. The water level's been dropping, and we're hoping to let the residents start coming back later. Maysville, which is a little further on down river, had some topping of the levee, and we precautionary asked some of the folks to evacuate that area till we really got a handle on what the magnitude of that water was going to do.
You said topping, but your office and this and people down there say breach.
Well, you can use breach. It does, it's a semantics. What happens is the water does top the levee, and then erodes places into the levee, which causes a breach of various degrees. It's not a catastrophic failure of the levee.
No, and honestly, if I did, I wouldn't give them to you now because I don't want anybody to misinterpret that they're open today. We have to have the approval, but this is going to be the fastest action post-approval that probably anybody's done. We think we know where they're going to be. We're going to use existing facilities that we know are accessible. Our goal is accessibility and user-friendliness, simplicity. We've got folks who have suffered really serious hardship here, and they're shook up, as anyone would be. And my assignment to these folks is we've got to find a way to make it as easy for them and as comfortable for them to go through this process and ask their questions as we can. But we will, the minute we know we have approvals, we'll tell you the when and the where.
And in those 17 counties, damage assessments have been completed, correct?
Completed and turned in, yes, they have. And there are several more that we will have done within a day or so.
Do you have the information on the number of homes, et cetera?
I don't know.
There are 9 counties that have been completely turned in. There are 8 counties that the state has done and still working with the joint assessment. And then once the joint assessment is done, those other 8 will be sent to get to the 17.
Some of them will be finished yet today and a few tomorrow. You know, and by the way, a common point of easy misunderstanding is this. One reason things are moving this quickly is there's a threshold level of damage which qualifies a subdivision like a county. As soon as our people in FEMA can agree that we're over that threshold, they stop work in that county and move on to the next one. So some folks in a couple places I was today were wondering where are these tabulators we've heard about. And the answer was they've been and gone. Work's done here.
I guess I'm wondering if the assessments have been done, why can't we get some sort of information about the number? I assume the assessments say number of buildings destroyed.
We'll get you what we can, Mike. Once again, it won't be complete because it needn't be. As soon as you hit the threshold, you stop counting. So you can start applying your time to the next county and the next county and get them done and qualified, we hope, as quickly as possible.
Can you just give the definition of what that threshold is?
Somebody remind me what it takes.
Our overall threshold is 250 homes that have received major damage or destroyed in the event, which obviously we exceeded. But FEMA wants to make sure that there is a substantial, again, that's kind of a fuzzy term, but a substantial amount of damage in a particular area that would be able to qualify it.
And public infrastructure has its own.
The public assistance for infrastructure is a separate issue.
For individual assistance, there is kind of a macro threshold that as Joel refers to, but county by county, there has to be some evidence of substantial damage for that county to qualify as well. So it is kind of an estimate of art as to what we think sufficiency is to be able to establish that county to be able to move on. So it's not a defined answer per se, but
is that 250 statewide or for an area or for a county?
Well, I think Joe was referring statewide, but the issue is to have the substantiated damages appropriate for each county to be able to qualify that, because the state has to qualify, as do the county. So we're taking what we think is an appropriate mark on the board and then moving on.
Okay, could you speak to some of the environmental impact of what this flood has done to damage? I know we have a lot of farmland and agriculture. You've got chemicals all over the place, and you start getting runoff.
I'm going to refer you to Andy Miller about that. I just don't think we're far enough to know whether that's a factor or not, honestly. A lot of these fields have just barely been planted.
Governor, have you received any response yet to your letter to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture concerning disaster relief for farms?
Well, our secretary has been in touch with him on the phone, and I expect them to be, they've made it plain they're going to be as helpful as they can be as quickly, and we assume we'll get the same sort of positive reaction we've had thus far from FEMA.
The update says for Owen County, when you're talking about, I guess, reservoirs, in Gray Brook failed. What does that mean?
Well, as I've just come from there, and we've been up in some areas where you just would not believe the damage. Now, there aren't very many people living there, but the damage was incredibly severe, and they've got some terrible damage to roads that people need. A couple of private dams built, they tell me, 50 years ago, didn't hold. There was also just some incredibly violent damage done just by a lot of water running downhill in a hurry. We're very lucky we didn't lose some people out there. I stood just a couple hours ago at the edge of a road that's now about a 50-foot chasm, where and that was simply from water running down a hill toward a creek at the bottom. So there, as we've seen elsewhere, there's some of these private dams that were built in a different era and didn't stand up to a 100-year event.
All these levees where we've had overtopping or breaches, is this something that the state is going to have to look at when all this is over about either making them higher or reinforcing them in places? Is that the state's responsibility?
It is in some cases, and of course we'll look at that. I think I reported to you yesterday that after the 05 flood, the levee at Hazleton was substantially strengthened and there were some engineering improvements, so that they feel that it can take a harder hit now than it could then. And I'm sure that there'll be lessons learned like that. All these, even the old ones, I'm sure, were built with an eye to history and to what kind of event was likely. But this one was not likely or even particularly thinkable. Thinking back to that old gentleman I met on the streets of Worthington yesterday who said, forget 1913, around here it was 1875. Last time they'd seen this much water.
Are the areas we talked about yesterday that you're most concerned about in the next 2 or 3 days, are those the same areas you're still looking at?
Yes.
Okay. Governor, I wanted to go back to the approval question. Can you say exactly what is soon? Because a lot of people, especially down in Bartholomew County where I've been for the last couple of days, mm-hmm. are really wanting to know when they can get.
Well, it could be in a couple of days, which I would point out to you is 1 week from when this started. And I don't know what the world record is for speed, but if it happens in the next few days, we probably set it. So I think people's questions, and I was in Bartholomew County today, their questions are quite natural and appropriate and human. But let's also remember, again, that the rain just stopped falling 36 hours ago. And so the people... here and all those working with them, I think, are doing tremendous job and as fast, probably, as is humanly possible. And I think that's going to apply to this relief aspect, too.
Climatologists at Purdue put out something today talking about this being related to La Nina, and which was interesting. But the bad news was that this should continue for the rest of the summer, and I wondered...
I don't know. Somebody handed me something from the National Weather Service yesterday predicting a prolonged period of high pressure and in the Midwest. So I guess in this one case, I'm hoping they're smarter than Purdue.
Governor, is there any projection that you've seen as to what the overall negative impact would be to Indiana's agricultural economy in light of corn prices and demand for biofuels?
Yeah, Brian, it's such an important question, but I just don't, I wouldn't hazard a guess now, and I don't think Andy, I met with Andy last night, was my last meeting, and it's just too darn soon. Again, I've checked with my seed expert, who happens to be my military expert too, General Umbarger. And you, by the way, you were right. They've conceded that that corn can take a day or a little more underwater if there's not too much damage to the root system and so forth. So we're just not going to know for a little while how many people are going to be able to continue with the crop they'd put in, how many people will have time and be able to replant, and what kind of yields they will get, and how many people are just washed away for the year and will have to fall back on crop insurance or something like that. So it is a very large question. As we said yesterday, a very positive thing going on economically in Indiana the last couple, 3 years is our agricultural sector has really been growing. and bringing a lot of dollars into places that need it. And we are headed for a really good year in agriculture this year. But now this problem, at least in places, is going to set us back. I just can't quantify it for you yet.
Have you talked to the governors of Iowa and Wisconsin to compare?
Honestly, have not. Have not. Talked to a lot of county commissioners, sheriffs, but no governors.
Have you gone around the state and you've asked everybody, is there something that isn't being done? Has anybody given you
Yeah. Yeah, I've tripped over it. It's tended to be, there's been no pattern, I will say that. I've not had the same, as I probe for anything we could possibly do better, it's never been the same in any two places, and there haven't been too many, but I found a place today where the communication system we have built wasn't adequate to the job. And I found a place where we might have responded, one of the agencies might have responded more quickly on one request for a certain facility. And I've been reporting those back to Director Wayne Scott. But they've been very isolated and very few. And the pattern really has been tremendous mutual respect and affection between the local responders and the state folks who have come to their assistance. And that's encouraging. About 1,200. A couple 300 state police have been deployed on top. Last I heard, right, Paul?
Yes, sir.
About that. On top. I told a few of those Marines, you know, after your visit to Indiana, Iraq will seem like a vacation. I mean, this is where it's dangerous.
Is there any information on whether any nursing home facilities have had to be evacuated in the residents?
Yeah, I run across a couple of those. I don't know. Has anybody got a number? Or we know four? Yeah, God bless the people who did that. Imagine how difficult that evacuation was in many cases. Yes, I was at the site of at least one of those. No, I saw several people from the hospital. I saw some today in Moscow, and I saw a couple in Hope. It's going to be out of commission for a while, but I think we need that facility, and we'll get it back in shape.
I was there yesterday and talked to the CEO. We'll expedite things. They're going to try to get the ER open first and then other services. Their flood was very serious in that basement. I don't know if any of you have seen it, but it's pretty massive. But they're working hard at it. I was over there through it yesterday.
Okay, thank you very much.